You see, now you're getting it. There's more than enough of everything for everyone to live quite happily. It's simply a matter of changing your every man for himself economy to a highest good for all economy.
But if this would work so well, why aren't people doing it? At least in economically depressed areas of the world where people can't afford their own single copy of an item.
The ethic of use and cooperation has not been widely taught in those places any more than it is widely taught in more developed nations. In addition, people aspire to what they see. Even in the poorest countries, while they may not have many other luxuries, television has become ubiquitous. Precisely because they do not have much disposable income to spend on other forms of entertainment, many people watch television during whatever leisure moments they have. There they receive messages about what the good life is from Western sitcoms and dramas. It's only natural for them to desire the same kind of lifestyle. You can expect them to aspire to nothing less. No, for something like this to work, the wealthy must redefine wealth, not the poverty-stricken. Those who are setting the standards must set the new standard.
You mean we can't just say, hey, those of us over here can afford this, but those of you who cannot, just share resources.
Do as I say, don't do as I do, is that it?
Well, it was a thought.
Not a good one. If you want the world to change, you have to be the change you want to see. The new spiritual model will declare that you are all one. It also will say, there's enough. If you take those messages to heart, you will begin at once to devise ways of treating everyone as you would want to be treated, giving everyone what you would want to be given, and providing everyone with what you would want to be provided. And you will quickly realize that the easiest way to do this is not to keep trying to grow the world's economy in a never-ending upward spiral, attempting to make it possible for everyone to afford to own the same things, but rather to provide everyone with access to and use of the same things. This requires producing fewer consumer items per person on your planet. And that has wonderfully positive implications for your ecology.
Humanity will be practicing at last what my friend Dennis Weaver, the actor and environmentalist, calls ecolonomics. Dennis coined that word, combining ecology and economics. Then he formed the Institute of Ecolonomics to support the creation of a sustainable future by marrying our ecology and our economy in just the kind of whole systems approach that you're saying the new spirituality will inspire.
Dennis Weaver's idea is an excellent one, and an example of the kind of forward thinking that emerges from true visionaries. If people had access to and use of the things they feel they need, they can live their lives very happily. And in the end, that is wealth.
Okay, so the new spirituality will shift humanity from an everyone for themselves model to what author Jack Reed calls a highest good for all model. Out of the foundational thought that we're all one. It will cause us to do business for a whole new reason, not to create profit, but to create wealth. And it'll also cause us to redefine wealth. Are there any other ways it will affect the world's economy?
Many. Enough to write an entire book.
Well, could we have just an overview here?
In the days of the new spirituality, the economy will be transparent.
Just as I saw transparency in politics.
Yes. There'll be no secrets, no under-the-table dealings, no creative accounting. Everybody will know everything about everyone. There'll be no reason for secrets, no motivation, since you will come from oneness in everything you do to provide a true wealth, equal access for everyone to what is desired to live a good life, and a higher possibility of happiness for everyone as a result of that. Knowledge is power. And tomorrow's God will constantly encourage the movement of power from the hands of the select few to the hands of the many. I said this before, and you will see this theme repeated throughout any serious discussion of the new spirituality. In the days of the new spirituality, the economy will be localized. This is a carrying forward of the theme just mentioned. The most effective way to move economic power from the select few to the many is through decentralization.